Chili Heads, welcome to another episode of Last Call at the Arcade, a good talk about bad games. We're your hosts, Lucas Wilson and
Matt Buckley.
And tonight, we are reviewing
Superman
64. Technically, it's just called Superman, but if you say Nintendo Superman 64, people know what you're talking about.
We're eliminating confusion, one game title at a time.
So, Matt.
Superman 64. It's infamous in bad game review circles as that one bad Superman game.
Now,
that you just don't want to play ever.
I was playing this game, Matt, and I was having horrific flashbacks to Billy the Wizard.
It was very reminiscent of that in a couple different ways, at least.
How so, man?
I'll just say this one word. Rings. Rings
okay.
of Death.
This game?
Tell me about this game, because, I think we deserve to know more about it.
When Lex Luthor decided to envelop Metropolis in a kryptonite cloud, Lois tries to step in and stop him. Of course, Luthor kidnaps Superman's love and hides her away. Can you get her back to safety? Set over multiple 3D environments, the game requires the use of all Superman's special powers. There are a host of enemies standing in your way, and each level and scenario is based on the hit Warner Brothers cartoon series that chronicles the adventures of the Man of Steel! Released May 29th, 1999. Published by Titus and developed by Titus for the N64.
I don't think they're around anymore, for good reason.
Now, a few companies have gone under. It was a French company.
More than a few.
It was a French company.
What was their last game? Does it show?
R.D. Lightfoot. Wait, no, that's their first game, probably. Wait, no, it's a whole... Jeez, it's all mixed up.
It's not chronological.
It seems like 2001 is their... Nope, 2002. They had some 2002s. What is it, Top Gun? Did some Top Gun games, I guess.
Cool.
And then disappeared off the face of the earth.
As you could tell by that riveting description there, there's a lot of virtual well-being at stake right in this game. There's a lot on the line for Superman. And this kryptonite cloud, some serious business.
Now, I didn't get any of this story when I first...
Weren't you paying attention?
as much attention as I could. All right, so...
I mean, it was a little hard to follow because, I mean, just everything.
Complete lack
game,
of anything? Yeah. Well, I guess we'll go in the first category here. We'd like to break this
plot
this down into four subcategories of plot.
That's how we roll.
Gameplay, graphics, and
level
designs,
design. Or lack thereof.
And rate them on, give them a thumbs up, thumbs down, and maybe a hand wiggle at the end. We each give our opinion as to 1 to 5 rating. And first up here is the plot of the game. There is... Now, what I'm reading here in the description is not what I've read elsewhere. I think in the description from where I got the game from, it says, like, it's Metropolis... his friends have been put in a computer, and he has to go into the computer to save them and fight in this world and stuff, which would
make
more
sense. That's what it seemed like.
Yeah,
that's how it seemed like it started off.
But this is, like, saying something completely different about Kryptonian clouds. But this is the game.
Kryptonian clouds.
Yeah, this is the game. I don't know why...
Well, I don't know. Maybe that was supposed to be the story, and they just never got around to putting it in the game.
I don't know. I mean,
who could even decipher the story? Because
it's like you're given like when you start up, it's like the game opens, and there are three people. You can see it was Lois Lane, Jimmy Olsen, and some doctor guy I've never really heard of before. I'm not that familiar with the
Superman
universe. I know enough. And Lex Luthor. So he's just standing there, and there's this portal, and these three people just kind of stand there and then disappear, and you hear Lex Luthor laughing, and then it just zooms to Superman inside this virtual city going like, I gotta save Metropolis, or something like that. And it's the voice, I believe, of the same voice that played Superman in the cartoon series. That's what it sounded like to me. So I guess this is kind of... Given what the description is, it sounds like it's related, and the cover art...
It's based off of it, isn't it?
Yeah, the cover art is the same animation
style. Yes.
And somehow you do various things to try and save your comrades. I mean, a lot of this has to do with gameplay, but essentially, like, in terms of, like, the story anyway, you fly through rings to get to an objective to complete it. But most of them are just, like, really pointless things. Like, one is, like, pick up a police car, put it someplace else. Another one is punch some dudes.
I mean, is it ever really explained, like, why the rings are there?
No.
It's just purely,
it's just purely
a gameplay objective.
Something
thing.
To give you something to do in order to get to the next part. But that's an awful way to try and tell the story or present the gameplay.
Maybe Lex Luthor constructed these rings, and the only way for Superman to beat him is for him to fly through each one in an exact order.
But you could skip some.
Then I don't know.
I did get to, like, how far did you get?
I was able to fly through, like, a few rings. But my game was, like, messed up. Like, the controls were, like, glitching out. Like, I couldn't figure out what button did what. There wasn't really any tutorial, which was one thing that really...
didn't have very much perseverance, man.
Hey.
I got
Superman
to a point,
64.
I got to...
very, very few.
I got to a point where these tornadoes that I had to blow away. It took me forever, but... there was three tornadoes, and they were each going for each of the characters you're supposed to save, and I blew away the tornado.
You had to blow away a tornado? That doesn't even make sense.
With your super breath, just blow it away. You shrink when you go into it.
But can tornadoes be influenced by wind, though? Like, tornado is already wind. It's not mass.
I guess it would disrupt the
I mean, it would...
the temperature
cycle. It might break
it
apart, but, like, it wouldn't, like, send it in a different direction, would it?
Well,
like,
that's not what happened.
What happened?
It shrinks. And disappears.
But you said blow away.
Well, out of existence. Blow it away out of existence.
Okay.
Yeah. Get rid of it. That
like
kind of
way. Away, like over there.
No,
away.
No. That would be too interesting. Okay. And that's the only time I saw that, like, they were all standing
there's
a little...
somebody at the studio that made this game was like, we should make it so the tornadoes go in the opposite. No! No! We have to keep this as boring as possible. You're thinking too far outside
that.
The box.
Yeah, it's like almost like you'd see this in the guy's like, hey, Ron, it's like, how's it going? How's the coding going for Superman?
Hey, Ron, why are Superman's friends just chilling over here in the corner?
Well, you see, there's a tornado for each of them, and Superman's got to blow them away to make sure that they don't get taken away by the tornado. They're staying in the corners. They can't move.
I'm just picturing right now that meme with the History Channel guy with the aliens doing that pose thing, saying rings or like hoops.
Not saying it was tornadoes, but it was tornadoes.
Yeah. Wait, did Lex Luthor create these tornadoes?
Well, if it's a computer world, it's like it's all there. But then it's like, what does it matter? Are there consciences? Like, if they die in the computer, they die in real life or something?
I'm assuming that nothing is ever explained with any of this.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. I did get to, like, another... like, I finished it. It was kind of weird because I didn't know I was finishing. I thought maybe this game was just, like, stupid short. It was just, like, a really dumb game and it was, like, crazy short. And, like, I finished it. It said, Superman wins! And I was like, oh, okay. And then it's like, you want to save? And I'm like, okay. And it saves. And then I get into... and then all of a sudden, I'm just thrown... it shows some animation that keeps repeating over and over and over. And then I get thrust into this facility, like this lab or something like that, with these robots shooting at me. And I can't figure out... I don't know what I'm doing here, what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm just going from room to room. There's boxes that explode. There's covered boxes when you kick, they explode.
None of this really seems to make a lot of sense.
No, I don't really know.
You know, this seems less a Superman game and more just like a depiction of somebody's nightmare. Friends getting trapped in like a computer world and you get whisked away in like a factory with things blowing up and tornadoes and like, it's just a lot of crazy, unconnected stuff going on.
What, there's other villains in this game, too? Why are they in
this
computer?
What, you got, like, Brainiac and the rest of the crew?
You got Parasite, Darkseid, Brainiac, Mala,
jeez,
and Metallo. Lex's internet interdimensional portal, virtual world, and Superman must fly through his maze of rings scattered across virtual Metropolis in order to save his friends.
Why? I don't...
like, so Lex Luthor just spent all this time, like, making this computer program,
dude.
And he made all these rings. He's like, I know how to torture Superman. Make him fly through rings to save his comrades.
It's never explained, and it's like the game creators just assume that this is going to be okay. And what I'm saying is, like, if they tried to pull this crap in, like, a comic book or a TV series or any other medium, it's a fanboy sees that Superman has to fly through, like, these stupid, like... irrational rings that just pop up, like, hell would break loose. Like, nobody would stand for that crap.
Well, given that there has been really dumb plots and comic book storylines that have come up.
I feel like there would be a little bit more outrage, though.
But
Because people care more about
the canon. Yeah, this would be kind of like, you know, what was, that would be weird. Is like,
it's like if you butcher the story in, like, a random video game, nobody bats an eye.
I mean, I don't know, I don't understand what the inspiration behind this was, because it's like, what?
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Awards and ranks. The game was rated as a number 7.
So, what would you rate the plot here?
What would I rate the plot, Matt? Well, there isn't a whole lot to go on, but I'm going to give it a, I'm going to give it a deep thumbs down. They're like, this. First, the plot doesn't make any sense. Like, the summary, this premise,
Plus, there seems to be some conflicts here, because one source says one plot, another source says another plot. What we found out by playing the game was kind of a weird plot that didn't adhere to anything. I mean,
the logic, like, I'm trying to think of, like, a supervillain. And, like, supervillains do some really, like, outrageous kind of stupid things. And it's like, it doesn't make any sense in the long run. But this really, like, does not make any sense.
I mean, yeah, I'll have some suspension of disbelief when it comes to this stuff, but when it's just obviously half-assed, no effort put into making this logical at all, then it's like, come on.
Hey, Ron, what's the story to this, what's the story to this game?
There's gonna be rings, and Superman has to fly.
You're telling me that Superman and the floor of the rings are crossing over? I don't know if we can, get that to work out. I hear they're making a movie.
No, trust me. This is going to be all the rage in the future. I mean, they're even going to have this game called Billy the Wizard that's going to be just like what we made in this game here.
So what are you going to give the plot, Matt?
Thumbs up? No, really? I'm just kidding. Thumbs down.
All right. I was afraid I was going to have to, like, leap across this microphone and just deck you.
It makes no sense. It's dumb. Yeah, I mean, it just sucks. I feel like beneath all the glitches and bad gameplay and faceless characters, there's some semblance of a story here, but nobody freaking gives a crap.
So, Matt, the next part is probably one of the most important parts of these reviews, is the gameplay. Now, this,
it's the meat and potatoes of any video game.
Any video game, and it fails in every conceivable way that you can. Now, brought up before, this is very reminiscent of Billy the Wizard.
Unless they were trying to make, like, a bad game simulator.
Where it was very similar. Like, I had, in order to win scenarios in the game, you have to fly through rings to get to the end. There's a time limit, and the flying controls are absolutely horrendous and impossible to use. So it's exactly like, it's just like Billy the Wizard. I felt exactly like that in the graphics.
Like, if anybody gets any type of enjoyment from this kind of, like, setup here, they need to be sent to, like, a mental hospital immediately.
I can imagine, like, I just kept playing this and imagine, like, oh, man, there's a Superman game coming out for N64. And then, like, the kid gets it. And it's, like, the biggest disappointment in gaming history.
I can't see anybody liking this. Like I said, like, if you come across somebody sitting on their couch playing this game, go, woohoo, Superman! You know something's really wrong, because there is just no entertainment to be had from this game other than just laughing at how awful it is.
Now, I remember starting this game up, right? And the first thing I had to do was figure out how to fly. Because it's like, there's the rings, you gotta fly through them to get in a certain amount of time, or it just says Lex Luthor wins. What he did to win, I don't know. And I'm like hitting buttons, I'm trying to figure it out.
It's like they're playing a game. It's not even like... You know, anything real is at stake. It's not like Lex Luthor kills Superman. It's just Lex Luthor wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's dumb.
Now, you think, like, you know, using the thumbsticks, you would fly and stuff like that. But nope, that's not how you do it. There is a button, like a trigger, where that you simultaneously take off and land. So sometimes, like, you might hit this button and Superman just stops mid-flight and just, like, goes to the bottom of whatever he's standing over. And then you got to, like, hit this thing to get him up in the air, and then you got to hold. Oh, geez, I was playing this on the Ouya, so I'm not. It's U and the. It's probably B or A on the N64 controller. And, like, hold on to it, but then Superman speeds up too fast, so then you got to almost have to, like, keep tapping it so he stays at, like, a space you can keep controlling. And then his flight is so hard to control.
I can only imagine how much more difficult this would have been on an N64 controller. Because, like, that controller scheme was, like, kind of wacky with, like, the trigger, like, on the bottom and, like, the three handles and, like,
yeah,
all the buttons
usually
everywhere.
Yeah, usually, like, you know, only using the middle handle.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't think I've ever played a game that used the other side.
I haven't ever.
Yeah.
That controller was really awkward.
What was it? There's a, when the Steam controller came out, the new Steam system, I guess you could probably use a new computer too.
I saw that.
It's a really odd looking camera. And Kevin said he saw somebody post a comment and says, like, don't worry, we made it through the N64 controller. We can make it through this.
There has been worse.
So essentially what the gameplay is, you fly through all the rings, you know, you fly through one after another until you get to this red ring. And then once you get the red ring, an objective would happen where you have to do some sort of task. I don't know how... Sounds like you didn't even make it that far. The first one I got to was you had to lift the car up. And then I had another set of rings to go through.
But
why? It almost seems like they were trying to make some kind of tutorial out of this, but it didn't make any sense. And then the next thing was fly through more rings. And it was frustrating trying to get through all these rings. Like, you can miss, like, three. But then, like, after that, it's like the game yells, like, you know, says, oh, Lex Luthor wins. And so you had to get through them. But it's kind of hard because they're, like, positioned in really dumb areas. And if you hit, like, an object, you just get stuck on it. And you got to try and fly around it. But there's a time limit, blah, blah, blah. And the time limit's usually really tight. Like, you know, if you manage to get through the thing proficiently, you still got like 10 seconds left.
It would be challenging for a game with normal controls.
Yeah.
But it's even worse for this.
Yeah. The next thing I got was pick up the police car and take it to the other side so it doesn't... And it's the police car that's being shot at by criminals with bazookas and stuff. But then, like, why am I picking up a police car and saving it? I'm in a virtual world. These are just virtual cops. Why does it matter? Why?
You're questioning everything.
I don't
right
understand
now.
What the point is. So, and then the only thing you do is you just pick it up, carry it to the finish line.
So what's the point?
There's like a finish line that says like,
so what's
police safe haven. I don't know. Just to show you you can do this? I don't understand. Then after that, you go through a series of more rings, and then you get to the top of a building, and there are four thugs, but they're just like shapes of people in like kind of zoot suits. But they're just black, like a shadow. And you gotta beat them up, and they're all just shooting a gun at you, but you can't, like, really walk very well in this game. And then
or
if you try,
well.
And you can't, like, float, it's either, like, walk or fly really fast. And it's, like, nothing in between, nothing. And so, like, you have to try and get up to these guys that are shooting you before they can kill you and knock them all out. And after that, you fly through more rings until you get to these three tornadoes that you gotta blow out of the way. And then there's this... Friggin', you gotta get this little token that lets you have the super breath, like charges up your super breath, and it's like impossible to get. I'm flying around, woo, 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 just turning around, miss it, turn around, miss it again, and it's not like Pat knows. I was just like swearing my head off trying to get this thing.
Sounds a lot like Billy the Wizard, where you would like
yes, it does.
You would miss a ring, and it would be so hard
to
and
turn
such
around.
A pain in your ass that like. You would just want to chuck your controller, like you would just want to destroy everything.
And then by then it's just too late. Everybody else is gonna win. There's no way you're gonna be.
Yeah,
able to
because win. In Billy the Wizard, everyone would just go way ahead. They all have perfect controls, obviously. So if you do one mess up, you're done. I mean, in this, you have time limits and stuff, but I can imagine it's a little easier to recover from that.
Yeah, and finally, I figured it out. I had to like push up on one of these sticks to get it to work. It was really weird, but then. I had this frustrating moment where it's like, I kept hitting like the, thinking like, oh, I'm too high above these things. I need to descend, but there's no way to descend. The only descent option just goes all the way down. So I kept going down and I would fall into the water and hit the bottom of the water. And there's like nothing down there, but just like nothing rendered. It's just black. And then Superman sometimes gets stuck and I can't fly back up. And then Luthor wins because my time limit ran out because I'm stuck underwater.
Man.
Yeah. And finally, I did it. I blew all three tornadoes out of existence, and then I got transported. No, I had to do one more series of rings, which several of them went underwater, which is kind of annoying because it's like really hard to do anything under there. And then you go through like another portal, and you're in that whatever it is.
You're in that whatever it is.
And in there, I don't know what I'm doing either. It just looks like, you know, just saying, like, oh, you gotta save your friends. Like, all these cryptic messages that don't give any real hint as to what I'm supposed to do.
Seems like he's just constantly egging you on.
Yeah.
Just so you can save.
And there's these robots, and they're shooting at me, so I gotta punch them. Maybe if I use my laser vision, but I couldn't really figure out how to use the laser vision, so I just punch them, and when you punch them, they explode, and the explosion hurts you. And then there's these cardboard boxes just laying on the ground, and you punch and kick them, and they also explode. But they had... a key card in it that I was supposed to use. It's like, use it on the computer. It's like, where? How? And I come to a room with these three locked doors, and they all have, like, a key card panel, but you walk up to them, and it's like, I'm hitting every button. It's like, what do? I can't get through here. What do? And that's the point that I gave up. I just couldn't.
I applaud you for even making it that far. I mean, like, and just us in general playing these bad
games,
like, there's nothing redeeming about these games, like, especially, like, games like Billy the Wizard and Superman. Like, there's just no reward. There's nothing, like, what are we working towards in these games? Yeah, like, there's
no Spog's Racing, man.
Spog's Racing, at least, was just, like, a mindless sort of entertaining thing, you know? Like, it controlled well. This is just, it's a mess. It's garbage.
Ninja Bread Man.
That was bad, but at least you could run around, and at least it had its...
Anubis the Second?
That... After playing... I feel like if we had played Anubis the Second before Ninja Bread Man, it would have been kind of flip-flopped, because then I would have had the impression that Ninja Bread Man had ripped off Anubis the Second. But because I played Ninja Bread Man first, that was kind of the original experience. First. That's that music. I still cannot get that out of my head. Like, I still know the exact tune.
Sing it.
Don't... No.
Do it.
Nope.
Do it. I want to hear it.
Nope. I'm not gonna do it.
Doo, 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 doo.
Oh my god! Don't start.
What about Billy the Second, son of Billy the Wizard, Rocket Broomstick Racing?
Wasn't that the one that went doo 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 doo? Oh, that song from the lava level always gets me. Now I still go back and play that game.
5 stars.
Best game and last coin at the arcade history.
So,
gameplay? What are you thinking? Are you going to give it a thumbs up? Because
I am not. There's no way I could.
I have my thumb cocked, and I'm about to give it a thumbs up. So,
go ahead, man.
No, thumbs down.
Oh,
sucks. Okay. Boo.
I'm sticking my thumb in a black hole.
Lazy.
And watching us become spaghettified into eternity. So they have this eternal thumbs down.
Not even light can escape from a black hole, so I don't think your thumbs down is ever escaping.
Yeah, it's never recovering from this.
That's pretty thumbs down.
Third graphics.
Oh, my God.
Now, we talked about this already.
We touched upon it.
Touched upon it.
It's like games in general from this era weren't very good, but like this is just extra, extra bad.
I can still enjoy playing some of the older games.
Yeah, like Mario Kart.
And Zelda games and stuff. Yeah. Despite them being low resolution, they built the environment and used textures that still were pleasing to move around in. I don't feel annoyed being in these environments. It's just kind of like watching like a really old cartoon or something like that.
Right. The technology wasn't as good at the time, but they still made a good game with what they had available.
This one just feels like nobody made an effort. And I don't know if it was because I was playing like this old like Ouya EMU version of the game, but all the background, like there was kind of like a, you know, like a fog of war thing going on here. Where you can't see all the map, but as soon as you get closer, it kind of reveals
a lot of
stuff. But it was all pink. Was it like that for you? The whole sky was pink?
Yeah, it was kind of a haze.
Why was it? It was like as if they couldn't render anything. It's like, well, just fill it all with pink. Like, pink is the easiest color for us to code. Just fill it with pink, Ron, all right?
Superman's in a virtual world, so they'll probably just think that's part of the world.
Whenever I think of a computer, I think of the color pink. Just fill it with it. And then I kept seeing buildings in this virtual metropolis that looked like the Planet Express building.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of funny. I was like, I just wanted like the rocket to come out.
Lot of sharp edges and low detail textures and
And like I said, like there's like no definition. It's like a Superman is just like a triangle on like some squares.
It's just
with two square arms. And
it's
a square
like a
head.
Bunch of vaguely 3D shapes just mashed together.
Yeah. And then, like, no real textures, just, like, color patterns.
And this game came out in 1999, so the N64 had been out for, like, 3 or 4 years at least.
The Xbox was coming out the next year.
Yeah.
This should be at the height of...
Yeah.
Of, like...
They should have already harnessed the power of the N64 system,
Yeah,
so
this is at the point when, like, the PS1 and the N64... We're pushing the upper limits of their graphical powers.
Capabilities, yeah. The Sega Dreamcast was out at this time.
Yes. Although that system was on like the caliber level of like, PS2.
It was like in between.
In between.
Like,
I guess
PS1 and PS2.
Like, it should not be this bad.
Something went terribly wrong.
It feels like another one of those scenarios. Remember when we discussed Billy the Wizard stuff? And that stuff was PS2 stuff. It was just as bad. And it's just like, it's an obvious like, it's like, there's Superman, all right? The kids don't know the difference. Just, As long as it looks like Superman, and you got the blue colors, and you got the red colors, and you're just, maybe he's got a cape. And how do you code the cape? Oh, just, I don't know, just make it wrinkle or something. You got it, Ron.
You're causing some big lines on
that. Don't worry about the big lines, Ron. All right? This is Superman 64.
People probably bought it for the name only.
I wonder how many units it sold. I wish I could
really
see
hope
that.
It didn't make a profit.
I don't understand. All right. On IGN, which I read the description, they had like the best best concise summary. It says the MSRP rating for this is $67.99. And I don't know if that's supposed to be now, because maybe the game cartridge itself is maybe hard to get a hold of because of how bad it is.
It's just one of those classic bad games.
Or that's actually what it cost back then. Do you remember what games cost back then?
I thought it was around the same now, if not less. I thought N64 games cost like $50.
Yeah, game prices.
I remember it was a big deal when the 360 came out and games were like $60.
I remember paying for games were like $30. At least the PC games.
Yeah, PC probably. But N64 was $40 or $50.
It's graphics game were atrocious. It was like
if anybody paid $67 for this game, I'm sorry. Like you deserve a refund or like
you
a gold medal. Or
if they
a written apology from the studio.
If they
$68
for this game, they were asking for it. If they thought this game was going to be good, they should have known.
Well, you know what? If you can be enticed to spend that much money on this game without doing your research and whatnot, I think you're right. They deserve
Ron,
that fate.
Imagine the marketing campaign. I need you to get off the graphics. All right, just don't worry. All right, they're it's just, you got it. It's good. We're moving you up to the marketing department.
We're going to just have a skeleton team working on the game itself. We need to market the crap out of this game. Oh, let's make it $67 so people will think that it's better. If we price it higher than the competition, they will have this perception of better quality.
Oh, that's right. You got that all right there. But
the masses are just going to go crazy for this game. A Superman.
You got a list there, son.
Who cares? Because we're going to be making a lot of money off this game.
Oh, man. So, Matt, what are you giving it?
Thumbs down.
I am also giving it a thumbs down that I am locking in a pocket universe that no one can ever visit again.
I can't even, like, summarize, like, how low the thumb is downward for this, the graphics of this game.
It's graphics. It's like, Billy the Wizard had better graphics than this.
Well, Billy the Wizard came out a little later, too.
But it's Billy the Wizard.
Yeah, true. I'm appalled. I'm
appalled.
This
too.
Is a crime against humanity. It's a.
It'd be
there needs to be like.
They need to bring the any employee that worked on this game should bring it to the Hague for war crime trials.
This should have been the game that like inspired like a wave of video game reform for like better standards and like everything, graphics, design, gameplay,
practice, yeah,
everything. It's
well,
like you cannot
there's a good
make
reason
a
that
this
company doesn't exist anymore.
So,
oh man, look, this looks, the graphics here look a little bit better than what...
Level design!
Alright, last up, level design!
Do we really have anything to talk about here?
There...
We kind of already went over everything.
You have this open world. It's supposed to be Metropolis, but it's like barren. There's like nothing... You have like this weird canal system going through that doesn't make any sense, and it's like, and from like watching like Superman and stuff, I don't ever remember this being there. Like this big canal, almost like that the river that runs through LA.
Yeah.
And then you have like a skyscraper here or there with like acres of like open land, and then then you had the rings. They call it a maze, and to my knowledge, all right, a maze is you have to find your way through something, right?
Yes.
There could be like very different.
There's
alternating paths.
Yeah,
you can,
intersections.
So many different ways you can go, but there's only one path to
right.
go. But it's not
only one right path.
Only one right path to go, but it's not immediately clear how to do it. In this, it's like there's just one path, no other way to go. You have to go through these rings. That's not a maze. That's just a course.
It's just linear. Like it can't be linear like that. There's got to be options and detours.
Yeah.
And,
it just made it like Lixor was like, oh, make it through my maze to get through. And I'm like, that almost confused me because like I'm going through these rings. And it's like, when do I have to do this maze? And I'm like, is this the maze? Like, I think they don't understand. Ron, what are you doing? Oh, I'm making a maze. No, Ron, just get a series of rings going through. You don't need to. You can call it a maze. The kids are stupid. They're not going to understand.
They'll still think it's a maze.
I don't get it. It's just, and then inside this building was just like horrid room after another that was impossible to walk through.
It makes me wonder though, like, were the people at the studio like really thinking they were making a
was
game?
This, was
or
this game playtesting?
Were they just trolling everyone? Like, oh yeah, let's tell them it's a maze and let's just make a straight path.
Yeah, as long as I'm getting my paycheck for this, who gives a crap?
You're right, Ron. But I don't. Did anybody playtest this game? Like, did they have anybody, like, when the developers were making it, was it just like, people just kept coding and never looked back?
They just
back.
Assumed
they just
that
never
everything
looked
was going to be fine.
They never had anybody try to test it out or anything like that, like they, you know, vigorously try to do in any other game company, but no.
Hey guys, this game needs to be shipped out in like a week.
Ron, what? Don't worry about
wait,
it.
We spent 2 months on the maze. What are we going to do now?
Guess we're just going to have
just
to send
just keep coding
it
and don't look back.
Lines and lines and lines of code. Broken code.
Anyway, I'm going to give this a big fat stinking thumbs down.
I feel like this system we have just doesn't reflect how bad this is. Like, we have three options. The thumbs up, the hand wiggle, or the thumbs down. There needs to be, like, an ultra thumbs down or something. Like, I'm not even going to grant this game the respect of me holding out my hand. Like, I don't even want to give this game that much credit. Like, I'm just going to abstain. I don't want to deal with this anymore.
Wow.
This game doesn't deserve my recognition. To
That's
me, this
pretty
game,
bad, man. Nice.
I'm done. Yeah, well played.
So,
what did you think of this game, man?
I was having, like, war flashbacks to Billy the Wizard. It was like a traumatizing experience. I really did not like this game, and it was really hard to play it. And I knew it was a slog just trying to get through. And I had to stop for a few days. When I got to the tornado thing, I just could not figure it out. I just stopped. And finally, when Pat came over, I was playing, and I managed to figure it out. I got through and I figured it out, and I felt proud of myself for beating this game. And I almost feel like I've seen more of the game than most people ever have.
Well, yeah.
Or most people have ever... People who have tried this game.
Oh, okay.
More than most people who have tried this game ever had. I feel like I've seen, like, almost like a secret area of the game.
You are, like, in the upper crust of the Superman, like...
Deep dish pizza.
You're in the upper echelon, like... You've...
Four-star general here.
If progressing in this game actually mattered in real life, like... be a big accomplishment now.
So, I'm going to give it one drowning Superman out of five.
Nice. Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this, but the N64 is probably the console that I have the fondest memories with, because that's like right when I really started getting into video gaming, like elementary and middle school.
Yeah.
So, like, some of my all-time favorites are on the N64, like Ocarina of Time, Majora's Mask, Mario Kart, Banjo-Kazooie, all these different games. And, like, put this game alongside those, the contrast could not be more stark. Like, it's night and day. Like, this game just does not belong in anyone's home video game collection. It's an atrocity. And I feel bad for anybody who had to play this game. Fortunately, I didn't force myself to play through too much of it, but I'm going to give this game one faceless Superman friend out of five. Can we switch this show over to, like, First Coin at the arcade and play good games now? I think I've had enough of bad games.
Well, next up is our indie game of the month, so you get to take a break from horrid,
true,
awfulitude. So, let's see. Now, once again, for crying out loud, I thought this game was going to be on Metacritic, and it's kind of disappointing me that it isn't. So I have to go through our second option, game rankings.
Oh man.
Yeah, I can give one. I will give a brief summary of the review, but here is a list of ratings.
Exciting.
From Game Rankings. Game Rankings overall gives it a 22.9%.
Out of how many reviews?
10. All right. Nintendo Power gave it a 4.7.
I read that review.
Out of 10.
When I was a little kid. That's what prompted me to choose this game. I should have known better.
GameSpot gives it a 1.3 out of 10.
Woohoo!
EGM, is that magazine still on?
I think so. I think it got discontinued for like a year, then came back.
They give it a 2 out of 10. And then Game Revolution gives it an F. Now,
for fantastic?
Yeah, how'd you guess? Oh man, this is a part of a level that I've never seen before. There's just more to it than I'd care to ever find out. So I'm going to read the Game Revolution's, they're a little more in-depth. I'm going to read a synopsis, like a portion of their review. If you don't like yourself very much, then you may want to entertain the idea of playing Superman. It is without a doubt the worst game I've ever played. Superman, for the N64, lacks anything that even remotely resembles entertainment. Hell, it shouldn't even be called a game.
Then what is it?
An experience.
A bad one.
Yep. And IGN gives it a 3.4.
Wow.
That's the highest rating out of all.
That's almost mediocre.
No, Nintendo gave it the highest rating.
Yeah, Nintendo was like...
They were like, oh man, it's on our system, so we gotta give it something.
Yeah, Nintendo Power is usually a little bit inflated.
Do they still make Nintendo Power magazine?
I believe they do.
I remember getting that for like a year or two.
I even though
we didn't
like
have
years.
An N64, we had a PlayStation, but we still got...
You had a Game Boy, right?
Yeah.
A lot of games like Game Boy.
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, I definitely soaked up any bit of information about Pokemon Silver and Gold.
There's some tidbits.
Because that was
there.
Like the first sequel to that series.
You got
to
hop on the 3DS, man, and get into Pokemon X and Y.
I hear it's, but it means I have to buy a 3DS.
Oh, man, I have to buy a video game system to play the newest games. What kind of crap is this?
What kind of ass backwards society is this? All right. Well, this goes on too long.
Just
get on with it already.
All right. End our suffering.
All right, Jellyheads. Thanks for listening to this episode of Last Corner of the Arcane. We've been your hosts, Luke Spilson and
Matt Buckley.
If you enjoyed this episode, might as well just drop it on our website at sucklejellyfish.com to find this and other podcasts. You can also subscribe to us on iTunes and the podcast at Stitcher. Please rate and review. It really helps our show out. And if you're a fan, you want to help spread the madness, give us a like at facebook.com/sucklejellyfish. Or follow us on Twitter, at TillyCast. Finally, if you get thoughts, words, comments, or questions, perhaps a game you'd like us to review, send it our way at email@cyclejellyfish.com. And finally, do not forget to watch the final episode.
Dun, 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 dun.
Of Highway Band.
Yeah! It's gonna be awesome.
All right, Jellyheads.
Really. Wait, Monday.
1 p.m.
1 p.m. on a computer monitor or cell phone near you.
Keep it psycho. MSR, it was $67.99 when it came out.
What?
This is the MSRP rate.
Like, in dollars?
Yeah.
That can't be right.